and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heavy rains have flooded out downtown Los Angeles and forced evacuations along the coast. At least 14 people have died since storms began last week. Maria Cucciara was taking a walk when disaster struck at her home in Felton.
A huge branch harpooned my roof, and I live in a small studio.
Portions of Highway 101 were closed between L.A. and Ventura counties. Reporter Pete Demetrio with our affiliate KNX.
People are stuck in their cars. Many of them have turned the engines off. They want to save gasoline. They want to save heat, keep people dry. Some of them have decided to walk all the way down 300 to 400 yards from my position to where the water is flowing across the freeway, but no one is walking into that water. It's still moving pretty fast.
Police have stopped the search for a 5-year-old boy swept away in San Miguel. CBS News first to report the story. The Justice Department is overseeing a review of documents marked classified that were found inside an office President Biden used before he was elected. Their exact nature, unclear. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The discovery of material from the Obama era at the D.C. think tank that bears President Biden's name was enough of a concern of the Justice Department's that the Attorney General weeks ago tasked the U.S. Attorney in Chicago with running a review. That review has not yet been completed, sources say. The White House says it's cooperating.
On Capitol Hill,
I just vote the yeas are 220, the nays are 213.
Kevin McCarthy takes up the speaker post after the House narrowly approved a rules package that'll make it easier to remove the speaker and more difficult to raise taxes. Officials in Newport News, Virginia, say the 6-year-old student who shot his teacher in the chest Friday used a gun that his mother purchased legally. And they say the shooting was intentional. Police Chief Steve Drew.
Community Service Board determined that a temporary detention order would be obtained from a magistrate, and the child is currently receiving treatment at a medical facility.
His teacher is hospitalized in stable condition. Damar Hamlin is back in Buffalo just a week after his heart stopped on the field in Cincinnati during a game against the Bengals. Dr. William Knight at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine.
A little bit of a ways to go in terms of his ongoing recovery. We're thrilled to where he is today. He's up. He's walking around. He's got an amazing, genuine sense of humor.
Georgia hits repeat.
Bennett looks down the middle. McConkey's wide open. Touchdown, Dogs.
The undefeated Bulldogs started fast and never looked back in last night's college football championship on ESPN. They chewed up TCU's Horned Frogs 65-7 to win their second title in a row. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity.
Call 1-800-935-7267,
and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand.
To learn more, call 1-800-935-7267.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order.
Call 1-800-935-7267 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-935-7267.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 33. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow showers. Lows dip down to about 25. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So is this going to be the year the Republicans can pull off what they tried to do with Barack Obama and failed? You'll recall in 2011, the Republicans refused to raise the debt ceiling until Obama would agree to cutting Social Security. Obama tentatively said, okay, we'll go along with the chain CPI. We'll slow down the growth of Social Security over the next decade until it becomes almost meaningless. But you know, Democrats rose up and said, how dare you? And that led to the default, or actually it wasn't a default, it led to the probability, the possibility of a default, which led Moody's to downgrade our credit rating from AAA plus to AA, which cost America badly. I mean, damaged our economy for the following 5 years and really hurt the Democrats in the next election, in the 2012 election. Are we going to see a repeat of this? Will the next year be all about privatizing Medicare and Social Security? Let's ask the guy who would know. Alex Lawson, he's the executive director of SocialSecurityWorks.org and StrengthenSocialSecurity.org. His Twitter handle, SSWorks or ALaw202. Alex, welcome back to the program. So where are we at with these programs and this new Congress?
I'm just going to start by saying, no, this isn't the year that the Republicans are going to get their way with their closing in on since the inception of the program, they've tried to destroy it. And we're going to beat them this year like we have in the past. The setup, though, is, as you said, it's a mirror image of 2010. There are some differences, though. On the Republican side, you have an extremist caucus who's even more batty than the Tea Party, who came in 2010 and held the economy hostage in 2011. You have to assume that at least some percentage of them, Tom, want to actually drive the economy off of a cliff. They want a giant global recession or possible depression. They want things as bad as possible because they want to foment an authoritarian fascist takeover. You know, they know that that's the goal. At least some of them are there. And so, you know, it's worrying on that end that we're up against people who aren't actually taking the economy hostage. They're trying to murder the economy. And they want the lengths that they're willing to go, we've seen over and over again. But at the same time, I will also say on our side, we've got way more strength than we did going into that first age of austerity under Obama, because it was pretty lonely then. I mean, you said Democrats said, how dare you, sir? But in fact, it took us a while to work up that umbrage among the caucus, as you well remember. This time, though, we're going in with a president who says absolutely no cuts to Social Security or Medicare, right? Absolutely no fundamental structural reforms of Social Security and Medicare. Now, obviously, I'm going to hold everyone accountable to their words, but that's a markedly different place. We have Senator Bernie Sanders at the helm of one of the most powerful committees in the Senate with Senate help. We have so many allies in the House who are already working with us at stopping the attempts by the Republicans to destroy Social Security. But that is what they're doing. And I think that leads to my sort of final thought on this part is that that's still the part we haven't cracked, Tom. The corporate media are still, you know, pretending that this isn't what's going on because their bosses actually kind of want the cuts. They don't like the holding the debt ceiling hostage, but they don't want to really spend a lot of time looking at the fact that the Republican dream and ideology is driven by a need to destroy Social Security and Medicare. So we can't trust that the American people know what is actually happening here in Washington, D.C., that these extremist caucus members made Kevin McCarthy sign away our Social Security benefits to buy his speakership. Right. He signed on a dotted line saying we can steal the American people's Social Security benefits if I can get a smidgen of power. And we need to tell people that's what's going on.
So let's disentangle these two programs and just, you know, do an overview of each of them. Social Security. What is the specific threat that Kevin McCarthy represents to Social Security? How do you think that's going to play out? And how realistic is it? I mean, you said, you know, no way the president's going to allow this to happen. But in a larger time frame, I mean, it's not inconceivable that they could do things now that will set up things later, is it?
Not at all inconceivable. They'll be trying to do that, Tom. And just one thing, if I did misspeak and said the president wouldn't let that happen, that's not at all what I meant. I meant the people would not let that happen, right. That the American people are going to beat this just like we did last time. I think that, to be honest, and I'm not just trying to be mean, you know, sometimes I am, but they're not going to go after like any sort of smart, you know, smart policies like the Paul Ryan route, you know, the chain CPI, making it really kind. I think they're just going to come at it, you know, like they've said it over and over again. High level Republicans saying we're going to cut Social Security benefits. So I think what we're going to see on offer are just direct cuts to people's current and future beneficiaries' Social Security benefits, just reaching in our pockets and stealing the benefits. I could be wrong. And maybe they'll, you know, dress it up in some policy that makes it difficult to discern that's all it is. But like the chain CPI, that is all it is. A benefit cut, just a straightforward benefit cut by a different name.
Now, with regard to Medicare, you and I have discussed this many, many times, Alex, over the years. But it appears to me that the plan is to get as many people as possible into Medicare Advantage. And we still have a policy, this ACO REACH program that the Biden administration is still endorsing or allowing or tolerating or whatever. You tell me. That at some point they will simply say, well, you know, 60%, 70% of the American public want the private Medicare Advantage insurance rather than real Medicare. So what the hell? Let's just flip the whole thing.
I think I think your goal is correct, but I do think that what we've seen historically and what is more likely than, you know, trying to bolster MA in this process is actually to just further kneecap actual Medicare. They will hurt actual Medicare, making it less attractive to people.
Right, less competitive.
And, you know, the truth is that there's no such thing as Medicare Advantage. There's this constellation of plans. They're all just private insurers, right, who are enrolling Medicare eligible people onto private insurance. And it's as different as private insurance is for the non-Medicare eligible population. Meaning it's way easier for the Republicans to just take a ball peen hammer and smash up traditional Medicare as much as possible, hurt people as much as possible, and then try to get people like what during the Trump era, you know, they put it's when the Republicans have control of the White House. That's when you see them put a lot of gas into the Medicare Advantage, the so-called Medicare Advantage recruitment efforts. That's what led to the ACO REACH program. Right. But now when they're in the opposition, it's most likely, I would bet, going to be straightforward attacks on Medicare benefits. cutting people's benefits, trying to restrict them and otherwise make it difficult. You know, like blunt policies, like raising the eligibility age and things of that nature is what I would expect.
Right. Yeah, makes perfect sense. So, Alex, outside of going to socialsecurityworks.org or strengthensocialsecurity.org and joining up and getting on your mailing list and supporting your organization, all things I fully endorse and support, what else can Americans do to defend Social Security and Medicare?
So this is it. It's going to be up to us. I'm going to tell you that Social Security Works wants to work with anybody. So come to our website, send me an email, let me know you want to be in on this struggle. We're going to need your muscle on this. People can also take it on their own. We're going to have a producer up on Capitol Hill just going Republican office to Republican office, trying to get members themselves on record saying, yes, you know, these are the cuts that we're planning for Social Security, and otherwise letting the American people see their plans in their own words. Along with that, we need to demand of our Democratic elected officials that they understand that absolutely no negotiation, right? A clean debt ceiling raise is the only thing that is permissible here. And remember, the biggest difference, there are many, but the biggest difference between 2010-11 and now is that Kevin McCarthy now has a razor-thin majority. And if the Democrats can split off six, seven Republicans, they can do what's called the discharge petition. One Republican could try to recall Kevin McCarthy and put someone in place who could work with the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. So there are a lot of options here, and one of them is not at and none of them are allowing even a single penny of benefit cuts from Social Security or Medicare.
It's like get ready for the game of three-dimensional chess. that's going to be a big one. Alex Lawson, the executive director of SocialSecurityWorks.org. Check it out, and SSWorks on Twitter and ALaw202. Alex, always great to have you with us, and thank you so much for the great work you're doing for our democracy.
Thanks, Tom.
Great talking with you. We'll be back. I want to get into, we've got a geeky science and also a crazy alert about Mike Pence. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. Just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream, and next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Well, a couple of relatively short stories to share with you here. The first is Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration, publishes a Substack newsletter, robertreich.substack.com. And he's writing this morning, the far right, the right-wing Freedom Caucus got a promise from McCarthy that he would not approve a simple increase in the debt ceiling unless spending was held back at 2022 levels, which, with more than 7% inflation, would require huge cuts in everything from defense spending to Social Security and Medicare. And if McCarthy breaks his promise, any member of the Freedom Caucus can move to remove him from the speakership. Amen. He's going to go after Medicare and Social Security. And if he's going after the defense budget, I guarantee it'll be very, very specific. They're going to want to excise money, surgically remove money for Ukraine from that budget. Because how dare we defend another democracy against an authoritarian autocrat who has invaded it and who is literally using rape as a method of warfare. I mean, let that sink in. The idea that anybody can defend Russia attacking a sovereign nation next door to them, the largest country in Europe, it's the size of Texas. It's the breadbasket of the world, certainly of Europe, but we now have famines happening in parts of Africa and Asia as a consequence of wheat not being exported from Ukraine. You have millions of people who have fled Ukraine, hundreds of thousands who have died at the hands of these Russian soldiers, including children. And now we're getting, the UN has documented reports of children being raped by Russian soldiers and finding documentation that this was like literally part of their instruction. And so, McCarthy is going to go after this. We'll see. But he adds, Robert Reich adds, the three parts of the Congressional Republican Party, the fiscal conservatives, the cultural warriors, and the MAGA anti-democracy Trumpers have come together behind, and I would put scare quotes around this, fiscal conservatism, draped in warrior language with the potential for a maggot
anti-democracy outcome. They are more dangerous than ever. I do not disagree. Okay, that's story number one. Story number two. This is a crazy alert. Mike Pence buying up his own books. I mean, you know, when I have a new book coming out, I go on, you know, the online, I go on one of the online sites and buy a copy for myself, just, you know, to see how, are they going to deliver it to me on time? And but buying $100,000 worth of copies of a book, really? On November 15th of last year, you know, about 2 months ago, So Help Me God was the title of Mike Pence's new book. And the book that he hopes is going to ride him into the White House in 2024. And he spent a whopping $91,000 at an online bookstore, Books on Call, LLC. And right after he spent that $91,000, suddenly his book is on the New York Times bestseller list. The over on Raw Story, they note, it's unlikely he was stocking up on the 7 volumes of Harry Potter for 10,000 people. This is not, by the way, the first time the right wing has done this. You see this with conservative books all the time. There are no, there's nobody on the left who will do this for left-wing authors. I can tell you from personal experience. If there was such a person or organization, I would know about them by now. I've got over 30 books in print, and nobody has ever bought 10,000 copies. But Donald Trump Jr. did the same thing in 2009. Jr. Published his book about owning the libs, and after the Republican Party spent $100,000 buying copies of Jr.'s books, they went on the New York Times bestseller list. It turned out ultimately nine different conservative groups were bulk buying Trump Jr.'s book. It's amazing. His book even had a typo on the front cover. And, anyhow, finally, I got a geeky science for you. This is amazing. Although I may have to carry this over to the other side of the break. The headline over at Science Daily, study shows gardening may help reduce cancer risk and boost mental health. This was funded by the American Cancer Society, and it was the first ever randomized control trial of community gardening, where, you know, you have a community plot and everybody has access to it. And I'll give you all the details on the other side of the break. It'll just take a minute or two, or three at the most. And then I'll pick up your phone calls. Coming up the last half hour of today's program, look forward to hearing your thoughts on these and all these other issues that we've been talking about today. Stick around. We will be right back. It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you...
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Light the lamp.
Call the way down.
around, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 33. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow showers. Lows dip down to about 25. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings.
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sure. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Louise and I are such huge fans of cruising. We've been doing it for years. Your hotel goes with you. And it's just marvelous. It's so comfortable, and the food is great. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia River and Snake Rivers, our neck of the woods. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your call, Sheldon in Shreveport, Louisiana, says you want to tell me here that we should abandon Ukraine. Really?
No, I didn't say that. I'm wondering why shouldn't we fight for a peaceful resolution of the war in Ukraine? You refer to some of the people that are for peace. I don't forget what you said, and you said something about Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, tankies is the word.
Tankies?
Yeah.
Tankies, what do you mean, tankies?
Tankies
when they... Let me see.
Well, you just asked me a question. I'd be glad to answer.
Okay.
Tankies was a word that came into popular use in the 1960s. When the Russians rolled into Czechoslovakia with tanks and crushed an uprising and killed lots and lots of people, and there were all these American, most of them on the left, who were saying, oh, but, you know, the Soviet Union is a workers' paradise and everything there is good and everybody has, you know, free health care and education and housing, and so we should not criticize them for rolling those tanks over the Czechs. And ever since then, people who are apologists for Russia have been referred to as tankies.
Well, we're not people that want the end of the war in Ukraine.
Sheldon, there's an easy way for that war to end. There's an easy way. All Russia has to do is stop fighting.
Yeah.
They can just withdraw.
They should stop fighting.
They've got their own country. Just go back to their own damn country.
It has to be some kind of negotiation.
Why?
That I think should take place.
Why?
You know?
Why?
For the end of the war. If there's no negotiations, this is what...
You don't need a negotiation. You just need Russia to withdraw.
Can I talk? Can I... Let me say something. If you don't negotiate with the people that you're fighting for... I'm fighting against them. The war is going to continue.
That's BS, Sheldon. What are you going to negotiate? Either Russia leaves or they continue fighting.
Of it. The way you're talking about is they're going to continue fighting as the increase in military hardware keep going to Ukraine. I'm saying we should fight for peace.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're trying. You know, the Ukrainians didn't attack the Russians. The Russians attacked the Ukrainians. They invaded a sovereign country, which is an ally of ours and the rest of Europe, and which, you know, would like to be a member of the European Union, and I think after this would like to be a member of NATO, and rightfully so. They were invaded by an autocratic state run by a guy who is, who murders his political opponents. And you're defending that. I'm astonished.
No, I'm not.
There's a very simple way for the war to end, Sheldon, and that's for Russia to pull out.
I'm giving you an example of one big war we was in, and that's the Vietnam War. And, like, You just said the United States should pull out. There was negotiations to end the war in Vietnam.
No, it wasn't. We just pulled out.
It was negotiations.
No, we just pulled out. I'm sorry, Sheldon. I was alive when that happened. The South Vietnamese were seriously pissed off that we might be pulling out of that out of South Vietnam. They did not know the date and time that we were pulling out. It was not a negotiated truce.
There were no negotiations.
I'm guessing there were probably some, but basically we ended the war by pulling out. And that's what the Russians need to do. They need to end the war by pulling out. Sheldon, we're talking in circles now. I'm going to stop it right now. Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind?
When the new meter comes in, I'm going to want a shutoff valve in front of.
Okay, Eric is talking to somebody else. Bob in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Bob, Eric is on line 7, by the way. Joyce, if you want to check out what's going on with him. Bob in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
What's on my mind? I get my ears cleaned out here a little bit. So just
sorry.
Jeez. As to story number one, Tom, you and I are about the same age, so driving through the South and all those impeachable war and billboards.
Oh, they weren't just in the South. There was one in Michigan that I drove by all the time when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never had the privilege of going to Michigan, I guess, but, you know, that's, I guess, how we've advanced to today. Two things on Social Security. One question I had, you asked your guest last segment, Social Security's in trouble, I think, because we don't have a voice that says anything to counteract the "it's not going to be there when I retire" message that so many of the young people are getting. So they don't care that much about it. But the big question is, what can we as states do, spread out through your network of people that have great ideas, to take Medicare Advantage off the page, or at least raise it to the level where J.J. Walker isn't on my television every 3 minutes telling me to call somebody?
That's going to take federal action. That's going to take a revision of George Bush's 2003 Medicare reforms, which created Medicare Advantage. The potential for Medicare Advantage was always there in the original Medicare law, but Bush brought this thing into full blossom, and that's going to take federal action.
Well, I agree that changes to the fundamental program, yes, but to put guardrails around some of the stuff, we still have a state commerce code, we still have an insurance commission, we still have a lot of...
The problem is all those things are subordinate to federal law, Bob, and federal law regulates Medicare and Medicare Advantage. State insurance commissioners do have some say over Medicare Advantage, but it is it's dramatically circumscribed compared to their ability to deal with, you know, just your home insurance or your car
regular
insurance.
Regular old insurance.
Yeah, plain old generic insurance. And with regard to your question about what do we say to young people who are being told that Social Security won't be there when they retire, if nothing changes, the Social Security, a couple of decades from now, will have to drop down to about 70% of the payments that it's making. But it can do that forever. Social Security will sustain forever at 70%. If we were to eliminate the caps, the Social Security tax is bizarre. It's completely regressive.
Sure.
If you make over $140,000 a year, on every penny you make after that, first $140,000, you pay absolutely nothing in Social Security taxes, which is crazy. Millionaires, billionaires, multimillionaires, they're paying, a hundredth, a thousandth, a 10,000th of a percent of their income into Social Security of what, average working people pay, which is, the full load. They pay the full, 5-6%, whatever it is nowadays. And so all we have to do is just eliminate that cap, and not only will Social Security become solvent forever, but you could increase Social Security benefits by as much as 10% instantly, and it would be solvent forever.
And yes, I agree with you. You had brunch with Bernie for several years, and I had Bernie standing in the grocery store line for several years.
Right,
you're
brilliant.
Has gotten out here.
Yeah.
But I think a component of it, because the retirement systems are having the same problem, is the baby boom generation going through the tube, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think that'll mitigate it to some degree. But I really am searching as a state legislator for something that we could do to tighten the noose on these things, and I will continue to do so.
Oh, you're a state legislator in Vermont. Good on you, Bob. The best thing I think that could happen right now, and again, this would require federal action, is Mark Pocan's legislation. It's called the Save Medicare Act, which I'm sure he will reintroduce into the new House, which would forbid insurance companies from using the word Medicare when they're selling private insurance to people over 65. That would be a big, big effing deal. I mean, it would be huge. It would take away the ability to confuse people. I can't tell you how many people have called into this program and said, I have Medicare, I have it through Aetna. Or I have Medicare, I have it through, you know, right. And they don't have Medicare, and they don't realize it. And they think they have it. In fact, I had one of those calls just last Friday. So with regard to the level, at the state level, that's a damn good question. I would suggest, Bob, that you reach out to Alex Lawson and ask him. He's very accessible. Yeah. Go to socialsecurityworks.org. His contact information should be there on the website. You can track him down on Twitter. It's SSWorks on Twitter or ALAW202, ALAW202. That's his personal Twitter account. And, just ping Alex and ask him. He's probably got better ideas than I do on this because he does this for a living, right? Social Security and Medicare. Yeah.
Well, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
It helps.
And thank you. I wish you the very best. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Pick up more of your phone calls on the other side of this break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Tom in Fairfax, California. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey there, Tom. Say, I've got two classic takeaways from the Friday night debacle with McCarthy and the circus and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But before, I just have a quick comment about Ukraine, and that is, if the Russians, and I forget who said this, I think it was a Ukrainian official, but he said, if Russia stops fighting, there's no more war. If the Ukrainians stop fighting, there's no more Ukraine.
Exactly.
And I think that says it perfectly right there.
Yep.
As far as the takeaways about the speakership, the first is, and you'll see it, it just came out from Andy Borowitz. It was one of his most hilarious ever points, where he's saying McCarthy started with a shaky start because some quote unquote joker decided to hide the gavel, and he's giving him, he's going to count to 10 for somebody to give it back. And it goes on. It's just hilarious.
But I'll have to check it out.
More seriously, I wanted to commend to you and to everybody that didn't see it, Hakeem Jeffries' speech that he had, that he, the first speech he gave from the dais as the minority leader. And I'm telling you, it started off with a tribute to Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, that was just stunning and so fitting. And then he went off the cuff into a litany of alphabetical differences between the Democratic policies and the Republican.
Yeah, literally A through Z.
And he, did you see it?
I didn't see it live, but I watched it on YouTube later. And there was one of the speeches that Hakeem Jeffries was giving last week, or one of the statements he was making. And Louise and I were watching, and I turned to Louise and I said, this is a guy who is totally auditory. You know, some people are primarily visual. They say things like, I see what you're talking about. Some people are very kinesthetic. They say, yeah, I get it, or, you know, catch you later. But and I'm very auditory, so I spot auditory people. I live in a world of words, you know. And you can tell that he is thinking his words just a fraction of a second before he speaks them. He's almost rehearsing them before he says them. He's very conscious of his language. This guy is an orator of the first order. He is
absolutely,
he is brilliant
absolutely.
With
and
words.
Keep in mind, this was after a incredibly exhausting day, after an incredibly exhausting week.
Yep.
And not only was it brilliant and well thought out and unbelievably well delivered, but he didn't hold any punches. He has, I guess, cojones, or whatever you want to call it. He stood up. He wasn't being nasty. He wasn't being ad hoministic. But yep. Boy, if you caught Kevin McCarthy in the background, he was getting more and more uncomfortable by the moment.
It
was
sure.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, brilliant. Hakeem Jeffries just took it to them. He just, you know, he was laying it out, and it was brilliant. And I encourage everybody to, you can either hear it or read it. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
Tom, I need
okay.
to move along, but thank
yes.
you. I you know,
thank
your
you.
Homage to Hakeem Jeffries, I echo it. Kent in Vahoa, Hawaii. Hey, Kent, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good
hey.
Morning from the home of the jailed and the land of disillusioned.
Okay.
I tell you, man, where do I go? I mean, I could talk about anything, but the thing that really bugs me is, you know, nobody's held accountable for all these wars, and especially when they're falsely manipulated, like Vietnam, and then we go to Iraq. They've been planning to do that anyway. And then why did we go to Afghanistan after the Russians got their butt kicked after 10 years? We go in there and do the same thing.
We did that because George Bush wanted to get reelected in 2004. He lost the 2000 election by 500,000 votes. He didn't want to lose his reelection. In 1999, he told Mickey Herskowitz, the guy who was ghostwriting his autobiography, that he was going to do that. In fact, I can play the audio for it if my thing boots up in time. He just laid it out. I mean, he said, this is what I'm going to do. My father blew it in Iraq when he pulled out too quickly. And if I have a war, I'm going to get everything I want, and I'm going to win. I'm going to win the reelection. Here it is, actually. It's Sean, you can.
As a matter of fact, in interviews in 1999 with respected journalists and longtime Bush family friend,
this is Cindy Sheehan,
Mickey Herskowitz, then Governor George Bush stated, one of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander in chief. My father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency, end quote.
There you go. That's why we had the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, still, it's, you know, it was false.
Yeah, I agree.
And,
just like Vietnam.
You know, and then if we do not support the Ukraine, I cringe at that.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been a pacifist and anti-war my whole entire life, and I want to support Ukraine.
Yeah, you know, I was in Vietnam as a troop and got wounded and everything, and now I followed, I never liked history, and now I love history, and yeah. All we seem to do is repeat the same old garbage. And now what we have a insurrection in the Capitol, and then once again, it's the little guys who are getting going to
and,
jail.
And then the big guys are getting nothing. Ken, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us there in Hawaii. I do appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. But in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It was never conceived that way. It was never organized that way. It ain't something you can just sit back and take for granted. You've got to do it. You've got to be part of it. Otherwise, it's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you
WFHR,
by AARP
and the Wisconsin Ad Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.